My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Okay, John Lynch is here. John Lynch live in Santa Clara on 95.7 again.
He's here today, and that's the expectation.
When was the decision made, and when was he examined to make sure to see if his back?
We don't get into those details. That's medical stuff. And but he has been cleared, and we're ready to roll.
Is that the only dynamic that's changed here that would make him practice today?
Yeah, in theory, yeah.
If he does not practice, chooses not to, will he?
Then we'll deal with that.
Yeah. You told us you're impatient and this thing's really dragged on. Is this just driving you crazy?
Yeah. Fortunately, there's 90 players here. There's preseason games. There's the work of getting better, and that goes into putting a team together. But no question about it, when you've got some of your better players, two of them in particular, that aren't out there, you know, that's your job. Yeah, you take a lot of pride in that. And, I think, one thing, we got a lot of really good players, and we've rewarded a lot of good players, and that makes things tougher at times. But, I remain optimistic. We'll find a way to put the best squad out there, and really happy with where this team's at and, what we do have to offer. The players out here that have been here are working really hard. We got a lot of love for the two guys that aren't, and we'll continue to work on that to try to bring that to a resolution.
The Trent situation?
No, there's no updates there. I mean, there's good communication. We're constantly working, throwing out ideas to try to have a breakthrough, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Is there good communication between you and Brennan?
Yeah, there's communication, and it's been ongoing, with Brandon, with his representative, and on that one as well, we just haven't been able to break through.
I asked this to Kyle a couple weeks ago. With this team as close to a Super Bowl as you obviously were last year, can you say that the franchise is putting up enough money or financial commitment to make sure you have the best chance this year?
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year. That's nothing is given in this league, and we have a very talented team. We have a very proven team that's won a lot of games, but this is a new team. We like our team. We feel like we've improved. This team has never fallen short on resources. Since we've been here, we've been one of the top spenders in the league. And I think there's reason for that. We've got a lot of good players. Our talent acquisition has worked, whether it be through the draft, whether it be through trade. And as a result, we've had a lot of top players in their leagues at their respective positions. So that's a good thing, but it does make things tougher. Those are our challenges. Those are the things we have to deal with.
Back to Trent Williams. Has he threatened to retire at any point in this?
I'm not getting into, I've always said that personal conversations and things like that aren't ever going to get told to everyone. Those are private conversations, so I won't get into private conversations that Trent and I and our organization have had.
John, given your friendship relationship with Brandon's agent, have that changed the dynamic at all? Have you had to step aside at all through this?
No. You know, you never know how that's going to play out. Ryan was my He's my marketing guy for a bunch of years. You know, a lot of people say he's your agent. Well, my last couple deals I've done with Jed directly. That's how I've handled my business. So that's worked well for me. You know, there is a friendship there. But I've got a lot of friendships in this league with agents and that have developed over time.
It seems like you saw this standoff with Brandon Ayuk coming a few months ago. Did the Trent Williams situation surprise you?
I don't know that I saw the standoff with Brandon. I saw a situation that we were going to have to deal with. And man, we've been trying for a long time. We don't get paid to try. We get paid to do. And, you know, I'll take accountability for anything that hasn't happened. But I won't stop continuing to fight to find the best resolution, whatever that may be. The Trent situation, you know, things come up and this is, you know, come up. Trent's a fantastic player. He's a tremendous leader on this team. I will never fall short on my praise of Trent and what he's meant to this place. It was a great day, you know, when I got that call from Rivera saying that they would do that trade, and he's been incredible since he's been here. So we value Trent. We love Trent. We want Trent here. And I'm hopeful that can happen soon.
Brandon, it's gotten to a point of like, you're waiting to see if he'll practice today. It sounds like he could be disciplined if he doesn't start practicing. It doesn't sound great. Are you disappointed it's kind of got to this level?
Yeah, sure. But, you know, I've seen these things look dire before, and they can quickly turn. So that gives you hope, you know, that we've been in these situations before, and those things can quickly be forgotten. So, you know, we'll remain hopeful.
You're listening to John Lynch press conference live in Santa Clara on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game.
I'm not going to get into our communication again, but, you know, there's, you know, at some point you got to play.
John, is the addition of Marshall in any way, are you concerned they play kind of boundary X receiver spots?
That's just a good football player. We were very fortunate to get in the building. I don't know what went on in Carolina. You know, I know that I got on the phone with Terrence along with Leonard Hankerson and Kyle and just told him about the way we do things, what we thought of him coming out of college, and that this could be a great landing spot for him. He's going to have to earn everything, but it's a fun place for receivers to come and thrive. And whatever your best is, I think you'll find it here. So we're excited for that opportunity, excited for our practice squad. It's tough to lose players. I think, you know, Schrader, man, I love that kid and everything he represented. And the way he attacked it, Sammy Womack had a really good offseason, was proud of him. I think we're deeper than we've been at corner. And so those are tough decisions that you have to make. One more, Jarrett Kingston. You know, Jarrett was doing some really good things. You can't keep everyone. Really proud of this rookie draft class. You know, there's been some injuries, but I think we're getting healthy. And we got the right type of people, the right type of players that are fits here. They're going to help us a lot. So a lot to be happy with our roster. We'll continue to work to get it complete. And can't wait for Levi's to be rocking here. And what are we, 10 days out, 9 days out?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's coming.
It seemed like when you drafted Cam Lawson last year, you knew that he might be a bit of a project. Did that go more slowly than you expected? Why cut ties with him 2 years in?
Yeah, Cam did a great job, Matt. Had two knee surgeries in his time here, but couldn't have asked for anything more in terms of his work ethic. I think we just kind of, you fall into some good players. Salbert is a guy that we went out and got in free agency. Really has been a nice find for us, both at tight end and at special teams. Jake Tongis has been really, I'd say, a surprise, and played really well. Braden Willis was a tough cut, but he's back on our practice squad. So I think there was just tough competition. And Cam can do a lot of good things. I saw he landed in, Cleveland's practice squad. And I'm excited for him and his opportunities. I mean, the thing everyone liked about Cam coming in is he could do a little bit of everything. And it takes, I always tell players, it took me until my third year to start in this league. And things went pretty well. So it happens at different times for different players. You want to be able to hold on, but when you've got a roster, sometimes you got to make tough decisions. And that was certainly a tough one because Cam gave us everything he had.
We've seen the final 53-man moves yet today, but are you still planning on keeping Logan Thomas around that room?
We'll see. Logan's a guy that unfortunately had a hamstring injury during camp. And we like what Logan brings to the table and we're in contact with him. We'll see what breaks. There's still a couple more final practice squad spots.
Earlier today on KBR, Dante Winter said that tonight he's going to watch film with Malik Mustafa and trying to get him ready for week one. You're a Hall of Fame safety. Would you watch film with Mustafa? Can you help bring him along? I mean, he's a talented guy.
He's doing all right, man. It's always awesome when you think you see something on film and then you see it in person and it's even better. Kyle talks a lot about something that I tried to live my career. You want to play with no hesitation. And when Malik sees something, he goes and gets it. And he can go get it in a hurry. It's not perfect yet. It shouldn't be perfect. He's a rookie. But, man, he's been impressive. He's going to make an impact on this team. I think we can all see that. He plays fast. He plays physical. He's a Niner. And we're really excited about what's to come. And he's got a long way to go. Malik knows that, but he's a worker. Danny Bullocks is doing a really good job. Love that guys like Dante are around. But I like Malik's a historian too. Ronnie was over here a couple weeks ago, and man, he was like a kid in a candy store seeing Ronnie Lott. Some of the guys, embarrassingly enough, didn't know who he was. Malik sure knew who he was. Yeah.
You made roster moves today to the 53-man?
Nothing today.
As far as the mouth filling is to see Pony, looks like Kyle basically said he's a starting record and say for sure. But
yeah, I'll leave that to Kyle, but he's been really good, Tim.
Rendo is a little banged up, but to see this draft class kind of produce immediately.
Yeah.
What's that been like?
We thought we really hit on this draft class, and that remains to be. I always tell people, ask me a couple years down the line. But yeah, I mean, Ricky's going to be a really good football player. He's had some health challenges. Ricky's a good player. Pooney, the way he stepped in. Renardo Green, he's everything we thought he would be. He gets up, he competes, he's sticky. Pooney stepping right in. What we loved about Pooney was his versatility. He played a lot of different spots, played a lot of football. But man, that's a guy that, I'd be lying if I haven't said he's better than what I even thought he might be, because there's always our style, the way we get out and run. There's a little, it takes a little time, but he just took to it. And he's still got a lot more in the tank. And so he's doing a really good job. Our three fourth rounders, Garendo, Mustafa, and Cowing, all of them explosive, bring speed, they're playmakers. So these guys are all doing really well. We're proud of this group, but they got a long way to go.
Kingston and obviously not being able to keep him on that 53-man, was that a numbers issue up front, or were you guys more focused on keeping experienced linemen ahead of?
We wanted to. It just ran out of numbers. You play the waiting game and think maybe we can sneak him through. It didn't work. So those ones hurt.
Along those lines, how relieved were you that you were able to bring back Drake Nugent, the center?
Drake's doing a really nice job. He's showing that it's not too big for him at this level. Center's a tough position because there's a lot mentally put on him. Drake's done a really nice job there, and he'll be on our practice squad, have every opportunity to get better. But we're happy to have him in the building.
Is there a trepidation to
to expose Mordecai to waivers, and how did that quarterback discussion go?
We feel like we have four really good ones, and unfortunately, or maybe a good thing for us, Tanner didn't get as many reps in the preseason as we would have liked for him to get, because I think those the two guys that Dobbs and Brandon were fighting out that, and so we wanted to let that play out. Tanner's a talented kid, and we're happy that he's on our practice squad, and we're excited to work with him.
You guys have a time frame for when Huff would be capable of going and playing in a game?
Going to be judicious, going to be smart. He's done a fabulous job, with his rehab, and he's been doing everything he can to the side. Today's a big step. Get him back at practice. I think Kyle said earlier, we'll get him through individual. Won't throw too much. You kind of like to phase that in. And, will he be ready week one? Not sure. I think it's going to be tight. But, I think it's telling that we made the decision not to keep him on PUP, bring him off. And we expect him somewhere early in the season. So I'm real proud of Huff and his progress. He makes us a better team. So be great to have him.
You guys kept Feliciano on the roster. Kyle said, I think it was last week, that he's dealing with some injuries and it might be a couple weeks that he might be IR designated. What went into the decision to put him on the 53?
When you do that IR to return, you have to put him on for a day. And so that's what we did with John. And, we'll have that opportunity to bring him back at some point. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you very much.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.